following broadcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello, and welcome to Working 24-8, a podcast show all about the life and legacy of NBA legend Kobe Bryant. Many of you know him as the man that dropped 81 points on the Toronto Raptors, or the guy that took over the Los Angeles Lakers, but there is a lot more to him than that. Kobe Bryant was a human being, someone who impacted the world, and I'm excited to share that side of him. Let's get right to it. Welcome back to another episode of Working 24-8, all about the life and legacy of NBA superstar Kobe Bryant. Up to this point, we started off with the facts of who Kobe Bryant was, my personal experience into working at Mamba Sports Academy, and Kobe's rookie season. This week, I thought we would go into more about how Kobe had the Mamba mentality that he has playing through all the injuries he had, flu games, and just having that Mamba mentality that all basketball players, including myself, should aspire to have. And Kobe is just an inspiration when it comes to what he's gone through in his life. And I thought I would touch on the two main injuries that not defined Kobe's career, but I guess a lot of people know of, and that's when he tore his Achilles and when he had that knee injury after coming back from his torn Achilles. And he played up until he was almost, well, I think he played up until he was 40 years old. And basketball definitely wears and tears on you at that point. But I guess I've had my many fair share of injuries as a college basketball player. Not necessarily to the extent of a torn Achilles or an injured knee, anything like that. But I've had my fair share of sprained ankles. I've dislocated my finger. Things like that, but Kobe just inspires me to play through anything, any situation. If I'm not feeling great, I still want to play. Just the Mamba mentality, and I think having a Mamba mentality is super important when it comes to playing any sport that you love. So I guess we can just dive into what I've seen and what I've noticed about Kobe's work ethic and Kobe's Mamba mentality. So, I don't believe I remember the year off the top of my head, but I do remember the game because I watched it and I was just so devastated when Kobe tore his Achilles. It was against the Golden State Warriors, for all you Bay Area fans out there. Yeah, that was against your team. Kobe was trying to make a move to the basket, and I think he had a slip or something. I don't know who was guarding him, but he was trying to make a move to the basket, and he fell to the ground, and automatically he went to his Achilles. And I believe when you tear a ligament or a tendon or any type of, if you tear a tendon or a ligament, you kind of hear a pop. And you automatically know something's not going on, something's not right down there. So he automatically grabbed his Achilles, and I'm sure that, what type of emotions does someone go through when they know that the injury that they just suffered was potentially a career-ending injury or a season-ending injury at most? And knowing how competitive I am, and I could not imagine tearing my Achilles. Thankfully, I've never experienced that, let alone been through the mental challenges of being out for a significant period of time. But when Kobe tore his Achilles, you could just tell in his face. I remember watching videos of it, and he seemed devastated. But the one thing that everybody will always remember, even like after he's passed, everyone will always remember that he was told that this is probably a torn Achilles, but that didn't stop him from shooting his two free throws that he had to make after he got fouled, because he got fouled on the play. You know, he was on the floor, the trainer looked at him, wasn't looking good, but Kobe, needless to say, just went and shot his two free throws, and then ended up going to the hospital, getting his MRI, and finding out that it was a torn Achilles. And ever since then, and in that moment, it's rehab time. And I think when I was younger, I was playing in a softball game, and I was a catcher at that time, and a girl was coming in the home plate, and the ball came, and I was going to tag her to get her out, and she slid right into my finger and dislocated it. And from that moment, I knew it was dislocated. The adrenaline's rushing, the pain hasn't really set in, but I still wanted to play, and I knew it wasn't right. My coach automatically knew something was wrong with my hand, but ever since I saw Kobe tear his Achilles and try and shoot his two free throws, I was like, I still want to play. But clearly I couldn't, and I had to go to the emergency room, get it relocated. Actually, when I went to the emergency room, they wanted to give me a shot to numb it before relocating it, but I was like, no, just do it, just relocate it. I don't really like needles, so I didn't really want to go through that numbing process, but they just reset it because I knew that's something Kobe would do. And aside from the Achilles tendon injury, I remember looking at pictures on social media or on the internet, and Kobe played through so many injuries. No one could tell him no unless it was something like tearing his Achilles. And so I believe my screensaver for a long time on my phone was a picture of Kobe in a cast. He had broken his wrist or sprained his wrist or something, but he was shooting by himself with his left hand in a cast and doing form shooting, which is something I practice almost every day. And he did not let any injury stop him from playing unless he was told otherwise or forced to not play. And coming back from an Achilles injury and just recovering fully from it, you know, like Klay Thompson tore his Achilles after tearing his ACL. Kevin Durant has torn his Achilles. And the likeliness of coming back from an Achilles injury, especially 100% playing like you did before the injury, is very, very rare. And Kobe, at the time when he tore his Achilles, he wasn't very young. He was in his 30s, and it was little towards the end of his career, and he came back, I believe it was, I don't even think it was a year that it took for him to come back, but he came back and just playing after a torn Achilles. That's just crazy to me. And unfortunately, when he came back from his torn Achilles, he injured his knee. I think he was making another move to the basket, and he fractured his kneecap or tore. I'm not 100% sure what it was, but it was a season-ending knee injury. And after that, I think he was 36 or 37 years old, and that's when he decided, like, I'm calling it. And in a couple more seasons, he retired. But as I said before, Kobe is an inspiration and always had this Mamba mentality that nothing could stop him. And honestly, that's what makes him so great. Playing through any injury, you know, just being the Black Mamba he is, that's just truly inspiring to me. And I think that a lot of people, when they get injured, a lot of injuries being a torn ACL, torn MCL, torn meniscus, especially in college basketball or college soccer, it takes a toll mentally. And Kobe never let anything stop him. Mentally, I'm sure it was so difficult to just sit on the sideline and watch your team play, especially being the competitor Kobe was, and well, he is still, even though he's passed. That's just something that, I mean, I guess I can never relate to on that greatest extent, as I said before. But I think it's really important to note just how hard of a worker Kobe was. And that wasn't the torn Achilles and the injured knee wasn't even all wasn't the only injuries he went through. I mean, I looked at this tweet on Twitter of all these injuries Kobe had, a strained hip from in 1996 to 1997, fractured knee, so it was a fractured knee from 2013 to 2014. Sore knee, 2003, 2004. He had knee surgery in 2006 and 2007. He had all the sprained ankles. He sprained his ankle about 3 times. Bruised shin. He had knee swelling. And like I said, that never stopped him from competing. A lot of people nowadays, you know, you get a stuffy nose or a sore throat and a cold. I mean, it is COVID time, so you got to be a little bit careful. But some people will sit out a few days because they're not feeling great. Kobe never did that. I remember when I went to the first Lakers game I ever went to, it was against the Cleveland Cavaliers, and apparently Kobe was sick, and he was throwing up during halftime and had flu-like symptoms. But I didn't even know that until it was released in the press about a week later. Oh, Kobe was sick during this game. And the reason being that I couldn't notice is because Kobe played just like normal. He didn't let anything affect him. And I think that's really smart when it comes to being a professional basketball player and just inspiring to just about anyone who watches Kobe. And I keep mentioning this Mamba mentality. A Mamba mentality that nothing and no one could ever stop you from achieving what you want to achieve. And that plays into my life as I've had a recent health issue that came up and I had to sit out 3 or 4 days because I was forced to sit out, and I was so mad that I had to sit out, and I couldn't even imagine just sitting out the rest of the season, not being able to play. And Kobe, I'm sure, never even complained. Even when he was injured, he was rehabbing like no other, making sure that he came back faster, stronger, more in shape from any injury that he went through. And not a lot of people can do that, but because Kobe is Kobe, he was able to do that and push through everything. It's about pushing through, working 24/8. That's another reason why I named my show Working 24/8, is because Kobe never took an off day, even unless he was forced to. And I don't know. Maybe it's because he was a professional and he's making the big money, anything like that. But no one can stop Kobe. Not even the outside distractions. No one. And that's truly inspiring to me as a college basketball player, because at some point my basketball career will come to a close. But I always remember when I put on Kobe's shoes that I wear before every practice, I always want to have that Mamba mentality when I'm playing. Have fun like Kobe did. Work hard like Kobe did. Work through and battle anything like Kobe did. If I get hit on a play that I thought was a foul, get through it. Get back up and go down to the court and play some defense. Nothing could stop Kobe. Nothing. Until he had to retire. And even then, after post-retirement, nothing seemed to stop Kobe. When he wanted to take over Sports Academy and build his franchise, when he wanted to coach his daughter's team and make sure that they were the number one team in the nation for their age, nothing stopped Kobe. And that's truly inspiring. And having that Mamba mentality is super important to have. And that applies to more than just sports. That applies to life itself. How hard you work in a business, how hard you work in school, how hard you work to be a great person. Kobe did all of that. And I'm just thankful that I had the chance to meet Kobe and watch Kobe and be inspired by Kobe. It's a true blessing. And it looks like we are running out of time once again. Happens when you're going off and talking about someone that inspires you to be great like Kobe. And I guess I can tell you what I'm gonna talk about next week, because I'm actually bringing a guest on my podcast, and he is probably a bigger fan of Kobe than I am. At least we talk about it and joke about it a lot. But I'm excited to bring him on the show and talk to him about how much he loves Kobe and how Kobe has inspired him to be great. And I'm just really excited to continue this podcast, and I'm happy that I get the opportunity to talk about one of my favorite NBA players of all time who still impacts me today. So thank you again to everyone listening to Working 24/8. I hope that you've enjoyed my podcast episodes up to this point, and I'm excited to share more with you about Kobe Bryant and his life and legacy. So until then, Mamba out.